The following story is true. Names and places may have been changed to protect the innocent and guilty and the just plain ridiculous.
This week on...
Ooh, you're in trouble.
Hi, I'm Tally, and I was the Grinch who ruined Christmas for my entire town.
Ooh, that sounds bad, but is it? That's something I'm always wondering. Because, you know, I'm that little voice in your head. But you can call me Elvie.
Hi, Elvie.
What's up? And if there's one thing I know, it's that we don't always do what we're told. Sometimes we're stirring up mischief.
Please report to the principal's office.
Sometimes we're trying to spark change.
Attention, students, please stop protesting in the cafeteria.
This is a show about what happens when we break the rules growing up and someone shouts,
Ooh, you're in trouble.
Stories of rebels, rascals, rule breakers, and even revolutionaries.
I live in a very small town in Florida. It could be considered an old people town.
Given where she lives, Tally is accustomed to feeling a bit different.
I don't know anyone else that is a teenager. My neighbor is the only other kid that I know in this entire town.
And age isn't the only reason people sometimes treat her in a unique way.
I have a disability. I was born with SMA type 3, which is essentially this condition that weakens my muscles, and it makes me hard for me to walk long distances, basically.
Which means?
I have to use a wheelchair. It just kind of sucks, I guess, that a lot of people regard me as different, and they just treat me a little off sometimes if they don't already know me. I remember the first day of middle school, the lady that was showing us around had kind of whispered to my parents, so is she in the special courses? And oh my god.
In fact, Tally was indeed in special courses, just not the kind the woman was thinking of.
And I told her, no, I'm in the gifted classes. And the look on her face... She was very, very surprised.
She's an achiever and doesn't let the condition get in the way of any of her dreams.
Singing is one of my big passions.
If only I could tell you what I would like to say, would you still be right beside me?
Music is just something that I've always turned to whenever I've been in a tough spot. It's just always something that lifts me up, I guess. As a disabled person, I don't have a lot of representation in media, and the only person that I can think of that I look up to is Ali Stroker, who actually was the first disabled person to be on Broadway. And I mean, she literally won a Tony in a wheelchair. It was one of the most amazing moments of my life, seeing her on my TV screen and winning that award. As a Cuban American, I also feel like I don't have enough representation in media. And those are just some of the reasons why I feel like it's important for me to achieve some sort of success in life, whether it be through my music, my academics, or whatever.
Living with SMA means Tally can't hold every type of guitar. It also means that sometimes at a performance, she needs to be lifted on stage, which requires courage most artists don't face.
It is such a frightening experience to have people lift up your wheelchair. You're just flying in the middle of the air, and oh my god, I hate it.
But for Tally, it's worth it, because finding musical success is a big dream. Even when she was a little kid.
I really, really, really wanted to become a pop sensation.
One where millions of people might sing along to her lyrics. But there was just one catch.
I'm not in any of the big places like California or New York. How do I branch out? How do I meet other people? How do you get famous? How is that a thing?
So for now,
it's just me in my room with my guitar.
And the occasional gig where she entertains the locals by playing their favorite covers.
Free Bird!
The people in my town are excited to see me perform, and I'm really grateful for that. But of course, the reason that all of these people are so excited is because of the fact that I'm that kid that sings in the whole town.
And Tally's a fan of all kinds of music. Well, except for one.
They should just stop making Christmas music. I think we're done with Christmas music. I don't think we need anything more. When it comes to modern Christmas music, yes, I am definitely a Grinch. Mariah Carey has that one song. Every time I hear this song, I immediately hear just, I want, It sounds like screeching in my ear every time I hear the high notes, especially when it is being sung by someone in my school.
Of course, as Tally knows, in order to reach any musical heights, she needs someone who can open doors. Someone with chutzpah. Someone with connections. Someone who's currently sending emojis in a group chat with Beyonce and Billie Eilish and the Jonas Brothers. Someone like...
the photographer for Our Town's Gazette.
Hey, good enough.
He's pretty networked within the city. If you ever need some information about what's going on in the town, he knows everyone and everything.
So it was actually pretty exciting when he approached Tally and her parents at a
talent show in elementary school. It was around 4 for 5th grade, maybe. And I had just finished singing my solo. And I remember him coming up to me and telling me, that was amazing. And I was just, oh my God, I'm going to be famous. Even though it's just the newspaper. I had never heard something like that other than from my parents and from my peers. I remember him specifically just reaching out his hand and me shaking it and just him having a very firm grip.
You got star power, kid. Moxie, I tell ya. The real deal.
So he starts asking questions.
Where do you perform? How long have you been performing? He was like a big ball of energy, this walking, talking holiday.
So much so that he actually produced and hosted the town's annual holiday show, the biggest event of the year.
It's one of the big things that our town does. Everyone gathers around, they sing Christmas tunes. And there's this whole performance, and it's just this really great event on Christmas. So, because of his love for the holiday spirit, from here on out, I will be referring to him as Rudy Sleighbells.
Santa? Who needs Santa? You think some guy up in the North Pole has connections? While he's busy making lists, I'm booking 6 gigs in Gainesville.
He was essentially this informer for me. He knows everyone. He would tell me about different places to go and put in a little bit of a good review, and I would go audition. If it were not for him, I never would have been able to meet other people who brought me onto these other events that were so much bigger and outside of my town, and it was just amazing. And it's thanks to Rudy that I was able to branch out and put myself out there.
This continued for a few years, during which Tally learned there were rules to hitting the big time.
Rudy's rules of success. Number one, your word is your bond.
I've had conversations with Rudy before at events in which people canceled on him the day before. And I remember him telling me, man, don't do that. That's the worst kind of thing that you could do.
Rudy's rules of success, number two.
Treat everyone kindly. This is your audience.
Rudy's rules of success, numero tres. That means three.
When you get on stage, just be yourself. You should not sing something that you don't like. That's definitely going to show in the way that you present yourself on stage.
And finally, Rudy's rules of success, number four. Whatever you do, don't ruin Christmas.
Then one day, as the holiday season approached and the Florida winter reached a frosty 86 degrees, Tally got her biggest opportunity yet.
Rudy Sleighbells came up to me and told me,
you know, there's an open slot in the annual holiday show with your name on it. You in?
And before she could even think, she said,
hell yeah. Definitely. I would love to do this. This is like the big thing, right?
You know, an opportunity like this could really open up some doors, kid.
and he said that I had to sing these two songs.
Perfect, Tally. You love singing songs.
One of them was White Christmas, and the other one was that chestnuts roasting on an open fire song, a Christmas song.
Well, except for, you know, those songs.
I don't even know what a chestnut looks like. Is it like an acorn? In the back of my head, I was like, okay, I don't know this song, but I'll figure it out, right? I'll figure it out. We always figure this out, right? Right? Right?
Right. But as soon as she began to rehearse, she was promptly visited by the ghost of Christmas Panic.
Oh my God, am I gonna mess up on stage? I can't even get the first line. I can't do this. I think that was the first time that I had ever been told, you have to sing this thing at this event, and you can't sing anything else. You can't change it. You have to sing that thing. And that had never happened to me.
And then it began to dawn on her that
I was afraid of ruining these iconic songs. I mean, Nat King Cole, man, I didn't want to butcher that. If I feel like I can't sing a song as it was intended or it just won't sound good, I am not going to perform it.
After all, if people see you bomb on stage, how will you ever become one of the greats?
I was definitely afraid of making Nat King Cole the next That fear of letting people down and not meeting people's expectations.
She considered saying no.
I didn't really like the song and I didn't have a connection to it. I didn't feel happy singing it.
But Tally did what she always did and soldiered through. She wasn't afraid of hard work.
I never used to give myself the option of dropping out. Once I said that I was gonna do something, I was gonna do it no matter what.
The confidence didn't last long. By the end of the day,
I had just kind of told myself, yeah, I'm not going to show up to that event. How am I going to tell my parents?
Your parents? What about me? You'd tell good old Rudy Sleighbells if you were planning on backing out, right, kid?
I decided that in order to save Christmas, I would have to ruin Christmas.
Sounds like Tally had a big dilemma on her hands, which lands us at this episode's
Rule Break!
Where we ask you to weigh in.
This is the part my parents liked.
But secretly, I like it too.
Ready?
Ready!
Is it okay to back out of a promise without telling a soul?
Yeah.
Maybe.
No.
Totally.
I don't know.
What do you think? Mull it over as our story continues.
My mom is constantly telling me, are you practicing? I don't hear any singing in your room.
Tally knew she was going to transform the town's annual holiday show into a silent night. And that silence began at home.
And then I'd tell her, no, I'm just looking over the lyrics. And she'd be like, okay. My dad, I remember him telling me, hey, you keep on saying that you're going to do it, but I don't think you're doing it. Are you? What's going on? And I just kind of tell him, oh, I don't know.
Of course, Mom and Dad weren't the only ones Tally had to hide her secret from.
No one loved my singing more than my grandparents.
Every great Christmas story has a pure-hearted innocent. Tiny Tim, Cindy Lou Who, the homeless orphan in every single Hallmark Channel movie.
The real Christmas miracle is you, new Mom and Dad.
And in the story of Tally, that holiday spirit was alive and well in someone older than those three combined.
I remember when I first told my grandma, my abuelita, that I was going to be singing a song by Nat King Cole at the Christmas event. And she was just all smiles. And then she said, ay, pero qué lindo. This is going to be so great, sweetie. I can't wait to hear that. That's going to be wonderful.
And the Grinch who hated Mariah suddenly felt...
My heart warmed when I heard that, and I remember just thinking, oh, you know, maybe I should sing, especially, you know, because she grew up listening to these songs. That would be just amazing. But on the other hand, this little devil in my head was telling me, no, you're not gonna do it. Your fear of expectations.
Meanwhile, the little angel in my head was being stomped out by the devil right behind my back.
The pressure kept mounting for Tally to give Rudy a heads up she might be ghosting the Christmas show. But
I didn't have the guts to tell him that I didn't want to sing. I was afraid. I've heard from a lot of people that if you tell him no, it's a whole entire problem. And I didn't want to be on his bad side because I've worked with him for so many years and I didn't want to lose that connection.
After all, as far as Tally was concerned,
Rudy's Rules of Success, number 223. It's not what you know, it's who you know.
And so Tally kept telling herself, she'll let him know.
Eventually.
Meanwhile, the town was buzzing with excitement. Rudy left her a message giving a time for a sound check, and the marketing blitz went into overdrive.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday! One night only! Music, dance, and Santa! In the gazebo! Including the holiday show debut of the next big thing, Tally!
It was definitely clear that the community was excited for this event. It's the big thing, Christmas Palooza. I remember going to the store and someone from the community just telling me,
"Oh, hello, sweetie. We're all just tickled that you're going to be singing. It's been such a rough year with my health, not to mention Murray and what happened with the dog. So I just wanted you to know we're all counting on you, Pumpkin."
And I was like, "That's great." Totally not making me feel worse.
Finally, it was the day of the big show. Everyone was coming. Tally's neighbors, Tally's grandma, even Santa. But the question remained, was Tally coming?
So I wake up and I go about the day and I wasn't feeling festive.
Everything was set. The town center was lit up with reds and greens, holiday music piped from the gazebo, and Rudy began doing sound check.
Testing, testing. Oh, hey, fellas, let's set up the Christmas tree over there. Yeah, by the fake snow. Boy, is this going to be the best show ever. Which reminds me, has anybody seen Tally around?
And a couple hours before, and I tell my parents, "Mom, Dad, can I talk to you?"
Tally was finally ready to speak up.
And I say, "I don't want to do the event."
But her parents weren't so sure backing out at the very last minute was the right thing to do.
My mom was more of the one that was like, "Come on, you could do it again, right? No one cares if you mess up. If you mess up, smile." And I'm like, no, I really, really don't want to do it.
And so after much back and forth, they came to a final decision.
It was like a little bit before I was going to go on. And they said, "Okay, we're going to text him."
Tally didn't know how it might impact her future. She just knew she couldn't face the music.
It was just this internal conflict that I had with myself.
And now, the award for artist named Tally who totally blew it goes to...
I've had a lot of nightmares about forgetting lyrics on stage and just being told afterwards that, "Oh man, you kind of messed up there," and me being, "I know I did, that's why I'm crying." This fear of letting people down, I didn't realize that I would be letting more people down by not saying anything.
Meanwhile, Rudy was putting the final touches on setup.
Okay, let's take it from the top.
All I want for Christmas is...
It's a little pitchy, Charlene, a little pitchy. Thank goodness Tally's on the way. She'll save Christmas.
And he probably already had the clue that I wasn't going to show up because I'm usually always really early to these kinds of things.
And then Mom sent the text.
And then I don't go on. I have absolutely no idea what my mom messaged Rudy. I think she might have just told him, "Tally's not coming to the event. She doesn't want to do it. I know. I told her."
Rudy was hurt. Grandma was sad. And those chestnuts, whatever the heck they are, never roasted. Rudy replied by giving her what she gave him. The silent treatment.
"Dear Tally, I got the text from your mother and I'm sad and confused. To quote the greatest song of all time, all I want for Christmas is you. singing at the big show. And yet, I got bupkis. Nah, delete. I can't send this.
It is perfectly reasonable that he did not message me after that.
As for the event, did it deck any halls? Or did it fade out like a seventh-day menorah? That's a Hanukkah reference for any Jews who felt left out until now.
You know, kid, there's one more rule in Rudy's big guide to showbiz success. It's an oldie, but a goodie. I learned it from one of the Jonas Brothers. I think it was Kevin. There's a Kevin, right? Of course there's a Kevin. How can there not be a Kevin? Maybe it was TJ. Anyway, it's this. The show must go on.
So, I don't know what went down. It must have been a great event, of course, but, you know, a lot of people were probably in the back of their minds watching the show thinking, so, when's Tally coming out? All those nice old people, and I didn't show up.
And now, coming to the stage is one of the brightest lights in our town. Here to make Christmas really sing, get it? Tally, oh, excuse me, Charlene, Charlene, everyone.
I think while the event was going on, I just slept and I did not dream. I did not have nightmares. And I woke up definitely thinking a lot about that night and how I let down a lot of people.
So the elderly citizens of town got over it. But how did Tally's decision impact her dreams of success?
There were some other events that went around town that I could have been a part of, but I didn't hear any notice from Rudy. Me and Rudy never had a conversation about it, and I don't think we're ever going to be talking about it.
And how did she feel about her decision to ghost the Christmas show?
I felt kind of a mix of both dread and kind of relief. There was this weight off my shoulder that I didn't even know I had.
The surprising lesson for Tally was that this wasn't totally about singing, or fear of expectations, or even dislike of...
I want.
For a kid as gifted as Tally, it was also about something deeper.
It felt really good, actually, to just not do something, especially because I'm so used to doing things that I don't want to do. And pushing myself to do it, despite, you know, my miserableness. I'm always put to a lot of different tasks in my life that I don't feel like I could do it, or for example, in school, I'm always put to do the bigger part of the project because, okay, I can do it, right? Yeah, so let me tell the teacher, I can do it, I'll help out. And I end up really regretting it, but I still do it anyways.
For lots of kids, life is often about having to prove yourself to others. But Tally doesn't need to do things just for other people.
There have definitely been times where I feel in my gut that I'm terrified to go over this step. I feel like my wheelchair is not capable of going up there, and I'm too scared to be lifted up by someone else in my wheelchair, which I would like to say is so scary. Oh my God. But sometimes I'm forced to do those things, and I'm not able to say no because I feel like, oh no, these people want me to do this. So I guess I'm going to have to go down that step. But you know what? I'll deal with it. I'll go through it. I'll suffer later.
For Tally, the real Christmas gift was her decision.
It was that first time that I've ever deviated from what other people tell me to do, because I'm so used to just being complicit and just sticking through it, even at the expense of my own well-being. I think that I learned that you can say no to people, and it's okay to just tell people, hey, I don't think that's good for me.
With one tiny caveat.
Just tell them in advance. I know now that you need to have this certain level of professionalism whenever you go to perform.
And though Tally did bail right before the big Christmas show, it turns out saying no this one time didn't end up destroying her career.
Surprisingly, I did hear back from Rudy after that.
For Tally, things worked out in the end. But in the tradition of holiday stories like A Christmas Carol and It's a Wonderful Life, Tally still wonders how her decision that day could have impacted her life.
I definitely think back on it every once in a while and think, man, I wonder what would have happened if I did show up. It would have been really cool. I mean, I've never sung Christmas songs live. I wonder what that would have been like.
And so, with that, we invited Tally to get into the holiday spirit and finally find out.
If there was a song called I Ruin Christmas, I feel like it would go a little something like this. If I ruin Christmas for you this year, hopefully it won't be that bad this year. Hopefully I can make it up to you. I know I ruin Christmas, but at least we all got a chance to gather around and have some Christmas cheer.
See, what I tell you, the kid's a star.
So that's how Tally dealt with her situation. But what about you guys? Would you do the same in her shoes?
Yeah.
Maybe.
No.
Totally.
I don't know.
It's time to take out a journal or have a conversation with a friend for the continuation of our
rule break.
Earlier in the show, we asked, is it ever okay to back out of a promise without telling a soul?
You mean you want my opinion?
Yep, because your voice matters. So take a second and answer that. When you're done, ask yourself the following bonus questions. What would be the best way for Tally to have told Rudy she wasn't going to make it? What's a promise you've broken? Were you considerate enough to tell the other person in advance? And finally, when you sing that Mariah song in the car, do you actually sound like
I want?
Discuss. Thanks for helping us break some rules today. You can enjoy more of Tally's music on her YouTube channel. Search Tally Quinn. Ever broke a rule? Ooh, you can be on a podcast? Find out how to help us make trouble at listentotrouble.com. Or follow us on social media at listentotrouble. Our team of troublemakers for this episode includes Charlene Westbrook, Hadley Dion, Ashley Lovesmith, Rachel Carlson, Cece Clark, Dave Nadelberg, Neil Ketcher, and as the voice of LB, it's me, Merk Nguyen, who once got in trouble as a kid for clapping too excitedly after a Christmas song at church. Additional performances by Hal Dion, Gordon Ike, Neba Noyon, and Helen Zaltzman of The Illusionist. Ooh, You're in Trouble is a series for Trax, a network from PRX with funding from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. It's produced by Mortified Media, which not only makes shows like this one for tweens, but also makes nostalgia-filled shows, books, and games for grown-ups too. Get the scoop at getmortified.com. Until next time, we remind you, sometimes when you break a rule, you might just end up writing a new one.
Wait a second. Are you ending this episode without Rudy Sleighbells getting to plug his big clients? Are you kidding me? They're gonna kill me. Hello? This is Rudy Sleighbells signing off.
All I want for Christmas is... All I want for Christmas is... All I want for Christmas is...
Support for Trax comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is Trax from PRX.